A boiler explosion at a Northwest Philadelphia elementary school this week left a maintenance worker in critical condition with third-degree burns. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, the service employee union has compelled the district to put safety inspections on a more aggressive timetable.
On Wednesday, when a veteran maintenance worker attempted to ignite the backup boiler at Edmonds Elementary, it exploded, causing the building to shake and engulfing the man in flames. The building engineer rushed to the boiler room, put the fire out, and dragged the man to safety. All students and staff were also evacuated without harm. The service union, SEIU 32BJ, says the incident speaks to systemic issues of unsafe conditions in schools due to deteriorating infrastructure. Surrounded by dozens of union members, Regional Vice President Gabe Morgan called for transparency at a news conference outside district headquarters.
We're here today because we're demanding that they tell us what is going to change. Once people are being lit on fire at work in the school district, something has to change.
District officials stressed that the cause of the explosion is still unknown. All boilers are inspected every 2 years by the Hartford Insurance Company. The boiler in question is nearing the end of a 30-year life cycle and was reviewed last year. Spokesman Fernando Gallard says the district's aging infrastructure needs an estimated $4 billion in top-to-bottom repairs. Still, he says, building conditions do not place students and employees at risk.
We believe our buildings are safe. We'll do whatever it needs to be done to make sure that it continues to be safe for staff, for students, for all employees.
After their news conference, union leaders met with high-level district officials. The district agreed to reinspect all boilers and get union input on an overall plan to improve facilities citywide. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.